Stephen Gallagher and Mayor Sedalia.
All right, Mayor, I have a press release telling me that you had an announcement to make earlier, and we have no idea what it is. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, you know, on August 3rd, we had the Fireball Run come through today, 3rd and 4th, and it was put on by Universal Florida. It's called the most epic adventure in Missouri, or in America, I mean. It consists of an 8-day trip, 2,000 miles, trivia game across the mid part of the country. But they had 40 participants, 40 teams in this run, and it's to bring awareness for missing children. And out of the 40, when it's all over with, the 40 members of the 40 different teams vote on their favorite city out of the 8 cities that they did in the run. And Sedalia was voted by the 40 teams as the 2014 Great American City.
That is wonderful.
Fantastic.
What sense of pride does that bring to your town?
Oh, it brings a lot of pride. That we got a lot of pride. That's why we won the award. You know, had the largest turnout of what I've been told of all the 8 cities that it went through. We just had a good time. A lot of people showed out, a lot of enthusiasm. We had a high school band. They had their flash mob. That was really cool. And, you know, it's all for the Beck Hossenpiller young man that's been missing. So, it's, you know, each team had a huge box of trunkload of flyers to pass out all along the way, the route. And that just gets these missing children, gets the awareness out, the pictures, the flyers, and everything, you know, to help find these missing children. So there were 40 missing children represented, and we had ours was a young man from Springfield. So hopefully this will bring enough awareness and bring that young man home.
Absolutely. It would be wonderful to see that. Now, Mayor, is there anything else that you would like to tell folks about that race or about what this is going to mean for your city?
Well, I think, you know, any time that you can win this, like to say it's a Great American City Award, that these folks came from all over the country, so they've seen many, many cities all over the country, you know, and to be voted by that from all the members, I think is a great deal. And our team was Ron Ditzfield and Rick Yeager, who represent the city extremely well. They're the two great guys. They had a good time. I think they ran into some flat tire trouble along the way, and, you know, that didn't stop them. They got them a tire, got it on, went on, even stopped along the way to help somebody else. So that pretty well represents what Sedalia is like. You know, we've got a job to do. We get it done. If you need some help along the way, we're willing to do that. You know, it's just a good community. It means a lot to us to have these folks think that much of us to elect us for that city award.
Absolutely. I know that we were actually driving through Chillicothe one of the days that they were there, and some of those people were in such a rush that they were weaving in and out of traffic. So to have two people from your own town representing you during that race and knowing that they did stop to help somebody, that's wonderful. Absolutely amazing.
You know, the children, each city, and I'm not sure exactly what cities all four of them. I know they came from one from Florida, some from Minnesota. They were all over the nation to come do this. And each one of them, there was a child in their area they represented. That puts a lot of flyers out all over the nation. And they do this every year. Brings a lot of awareness for missing children. And I don't remember the name, but there was a child last year, just earlier this year, that was located. And it was one of the people that was in the Fireball Run last year, year before last, I think. So it does work. I've been I don't have the stats now, but there's several children that have been found over the last 7 years.